So we're moving on now to looking at how we deal with whatever arises. And this first practice we're going to do, I've labelled as a coping space, is really based on what we teach in the 8-week mindfulness course anyway. But of course, when we teach it, it's all about how to cope with difficulties. So we talk about a 3-minute coping space. I'm kind of wanting to broaden that out a little bit so that it's something that you can bring in much more readily into your everyday life. So I'm going to ask you now just to be thinking about, you know, some difficulty that may have arisen in your life. You know, for me, I was trying to park somewhere in Inverness, and I think it was the guy who owned the house where I was parking outside that started making rude gestures at me, presumably because he didn't want me to park there. You know, but there are lots of little things that happen in life, yeah? So for the purposes of this practice, I'm going to ask you to see if you can bring something very small like that to mind, some little hassle, some little difficulty. Yeah. And the reason that I am asking you to do this standing up is because I really want to make the point that this is something that you can bring in to your everyday life. So it's not something that you do sitting down formally and then just forget about. It's something that you do really throughout whatever's happening to you during the day. So when something, some slight difficulty occurs in your life, the first thing to do is to allow yourself to be aware of exactly how it feels. And the suggestion is that we always begin by asking ourselves, how does this feel in my body? So if there's a minor hassle, somebody being rude or aggressive to you, okay, how does this feel in my body? So we can be aware of any tension within the body, tightness of the stomach, tightness of the muscles, you know, maybe there's just a little bit of fright reaction occurring, yeah? We can be aware perhaps of something, some situation which causes us quite a lot of anxiety, and again aware of whether that causes churning in the stomach or tightness across the chest. So whenever we meet any sort of difficulty in life, what am I feeling in my body? Okay, and then we move on to ask ourselves, okay, well, what thoughts and what feelings are going through my mind in relation to this? And in particular, what associations is my mind making over this? What memories is it dredging up of other instances that have happened like this, of difficulties that I've had in the past? So what are the processes going on in my mind, and how are they making me feel? This is a sort of thing that, obviously, when we first teach it, you know, we maybe say, well, you have a minute to feel into your body, and then, you know, to feel what's going on in your head. But this is the sort of thing that as we practice it more and more, we can maybe begin to feel this on a very much, very quickly, almost an instantaneous basis. Okay, so once we have allowed ourselves to become aware of exactly how we're feeling in the body and the mind, what we then do is we breathe with it. Okay, we don't attempt to change things, we don't attempt to deny or suppress what we're feeling. We are allowing ourselves to be open to how we're feeling in our body and mind, and then we breathe with it. Okay, if it happens to be convenient, or if the difficulty was something that was particularly acute, we can take long, slow, deep breaths. It's perfectly reasonable to change the pattern of our breathing to help us become aware and to help us release tension. And as we know, breathing in, we're opening up. Breathing out, we're releasing. So we just breathe with whatever difficulty we're experiencing. And in essence, as we're doing this, what we have done is we've brought our awareness very much into ourselves, into our body, into our mind, into our breathing. And of course, it's entirely appropriate, as this is happening, that awareness has come very much in, because we need to deal with something that is arising within us. And being with the breath, breathing everything right in, and then releasing it as we go out. Giving ourselves the space to experience and release that's exactly how we're feeling. Gives us the ability to move us out of automatic pilot and to make a considered decision as to whether we need to respond or not to the difficulty and how we're going to respond. Releasing tension in the mind, releasing tension in the body. Giving ourselves this little bit of space to ourselves, okay? Allowing things just to subside, as I say, to be released, to unwind, allowing the body to relax, allowing the mind to relax. We can then bring awareness back down from our breathing, through our minds, through our bodies, and then move on with our lives. Yeah. And all of this we can learn through a little bit of practice to do very quickly, moment by moment, as things arise during our life. All we're doing is noticing a difficulty when it arises, allowing ourselves to be aware of how it feels in the body and the effect it's having on our thoughts and feelings and emotions in the mind. We bring it all to the breath, maybe breathing deeply, allowing ourselves to open to what's there, to release, and then when we're ready, expanding awareness out into the body and getting on with our life. Just a very brief coping space. A little bit of practice, we can do this as we're walking. We can even do this whilst we're experiencing a particular situation, and we'll be talking a little bit more about this afternoon. But I also want to introduce you to a slightly more radical thought, which is something obviously that we generally don't talk about, and that is that this form of coping space can be used for any strong feeling or emotion. So right now I'm going to ask you to take your mind back to some point, some time when you have felt elation and real joy and real happiness. Yeah? Can't be that difficult. Okay, so there must have been moments in your life when you actually experienced real sense of joy, real sense of elation. The same principles apply. Okay. In that moment, when those feelings arose, how did it feel in the body? How did your body feel? Relaxed? Warm? Okay. Maybe there was a surge of energy. Yeah. Then how did it feel in the mind? Okay, what thoughts were there? Okay, what associations were being drawn? What memories were being dredged up? What was the mind doing? Okay, and then when you've been able to gather all that information together, you bring it to the breath and you breathe with it, and you're really open to it as you breathe in, and you release it as you breathe out. When you're feeling ready, okay, you allow awareness to move from the breath back into the mind and down into the body, aware of where you are, what you were doing, okay, and then you move on into your everyday life again. And one of the things about this, and the reason why I'm introducing this, is of course because in our mindfulness practice, we become so used to using the techniques to deal with difficulties, okay, that we forget that the very same mechanism that causes the mind to grasp onto and try and squeeze some difficulty out of existence is exactly the same mechanism that the mind is also using to grasp onto things which are positive, which we feel make us happy and joyful. Only the mind is trying desperately to hold on. Okay. It's exactly the same mechanism. So actually, in order to achieve that sense of equanimity, calmness, peacefulness, that perhaps we all seek through mindfulness, we have to practice being able to release that sense of grasping, to let go of everything. Yeah? Okay. So, if we are always grasping on to the positive things in our life, okay, actually, we're simply training our minds to grasp. And we will find it difficult, if not impossible, to deal with the difficulties. Because our mind is just used to grasping. Yeah? Okay? Mm-hmm. So the practice is to notice when strong feelings and emotions are arising, whether they're positive or negative, to notice the effects those have in the body and what's happening in the mind, to be able to breathe with them and allow them to be released. So the mind begins to let go of this tendency to grasp things. Okay?